This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I am American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. Great day for Trump. If you're with me in hour number one, great day for Trump. Gallup shows Trump's approval rating tops Obama at the same time as presidency. Another poll shows Democrats lost their 2020 enthusiasm edge. Another poll shows 29% of black women have either a favorable or neutral opinion of Donald Trump. Even the New York Times says that Congress should give Trump his money. Chuck Schumer backs Trump in the China trade war escalation. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. Well, it does, because the Clintons are on tour. Their last day of their 13-city speaking tour was in Las Vegas last night. Tickets went as low as $10. $10. Hillary and Bill now on the street corner. $10 a shot. And I constantly tell you on this show that we have a problem in this country. Don't misquote me, right-wing watch, or you liberals. Because I've never said that the problem is the entire religion of Islam, although it's a joke to call it the religion of peace when quite a few people who are part of your religion are out murdering people in the name of Muhammad. If you do a cartoon, they want to murder you. If you make a joke, they want to murder you. If you disagree with them, they want to murder you. But that's okay. It's not all Muslims. It's some percentage. It's a large percentage. It's larger than you'd imagine. And it's a lot of people. There's well over a billion Muslims. So if 20% are radical, extreme, and crazy and believe... that's 200 million who want to kill you. But there is a group in the United States called CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. And the director of CARE is Herman Mustafa Carroll. And he says practicing Muslims are above the law of the land in the United States. According to the leader of the Council on American Islamic Relations, Muslims living in America should not be bound by U.S. law. He says if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. He's the executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth Care Branch. I mean, at least he's being honest. We know that's what many Muslims think. Come on, you're a naive fool if you don't understand that. You really are. And he made the statement at a rally in Austin, Texas, as part of a national effort to hold Muslim Capital Day events. Muslims came to the Texas Capitol to promote civic and political activism throughout the wider Muslim community. What it sounds like they're promoting is jihad and Sharia law. And so this guy comes up there, this guy Carroll, what's his name, Mustafa Carroll, Herman Mustafa Carroll. He says, we didn't want to give the other side any excitement, so we tried to downplay Sharia. But then he attempted to dismiss his critics as anti-foreign. I wonder if we should just out him now as anti-American, since he thinks he's above the law of America. When you say even the word Sharia, people get nervous, he says. We're not advocating for Sharia. We're not trying to make Sharia the law of the land. If you understand Sharia, the foundation of our faith, how we treat our neighbor, how we treat our parents, how we participate in society, all of that is part of Sharia. I guess he kind of forgot about the parts about jihad and honor killings and treating women and infidels as, you know, like as dogs in the street to be shot. He discussed the recent House and Senate bill proposals involving the implementation of anti-Sharia legislation. Carroll attempted to downplay Sharia law, despite joining with the ACLU to oppose anti-Sharia legislation in Texas. I could go on and on. It's a long article. It doesn't make sense to go on and on because you all know how I feel. And I know how you feel. You know, it's ridiculous. We need extreme vetting in this country. CARE is a terrorist organization. This guy's part of a terrorist organization. Why is he allowed to even be in the United States of America? They support terrorism. They should be kicked out of this country. If you don't like the country, why are you here? Kamala Harris says Trump isn't trying to make America great. He's trying to make America hate. She was speaking at the 64th annual NAACP Freedom Fund dinner in Detroit. And she said Trump isn't trying to make America great. He's trying to make America hate. The guy in the White House said neo-Nazis were fine people. What a lie. He never said that. He's attacked communities of color, leaders of color by name. He's denigrated entire countries on the continent of Africa with foul language no president should speak. Can you imagine what lies Democrats tell? Oh, my God. Joy Behar says Trump is unpatriotic. Republicans who support him should not wear flag pins. This was today on The View. The co-host, Joy Behar, who's just a communist far to the left of anything you could imagine, said President Donald Trump was unpatriotic and Republicans who didn't stand up to him should not wear flag pins. And she said this while interviewing Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Behar said, let's talk about the fact he met with Putin for 90 minutes last week and never once brought up the fact that Russia interfered in our elections. He never brought it up. How is it that the Republican Party, your colleagues, could stand by this man when he's involved in this way with Russia? I mean, I said last week, I don't want to see any of those flag pins anymore on Republicans who don't stand up against this guy for Russian meddling and other things he's done. He's the one who's unpatriotic. Yeah, okay. Never stops. The idiocy never stops. Hillary Clinton is back. She suggests election was stolen from her and other Democrats could suffer the same fate. Oh, boy. Hillary Clinton suggests the 2016 election was stolen from her during the latest stop of her slumping speaking tour. In Los Angeles, the tickets went for as little as $10. Taking the stage with her husband Bill in Los Angeles Saturday night, on the evening with the Clintons tour, the former Democratic presidential nominee told the crowd she'd been warning potential candidates they could suffer the same fate. I think it's critical to understand, as far as I've been telling candidates who have come to see me, you can run the best campaign, you can even become the nominee, you can have the election stolen from you. She's not the only prominent Democrat claiming to have been wrongly kept out of office. On Friday, it's like a broken record, Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams, the worst sore loser in the history of politics, again claimed she won the state's gubernatorial race despite losing to now Governor Brian Kemp. I'm here to tell you a secret that makes Breitbart and Fox News host Tucker Carlson go crazy, she says. We won! I'm not delusional. I know I'm not the governor of Georgia, possibly yet. Abrams justified a refusal to accept the result of the election by calling Kemp an architect of voter suppression that spent the last 8 years knitting together a system of voter suppression that's unparalleled in America. She forgot to mention more blacks voted in Georgia than any time in history. At the Clinton event, the crowd broke out in applause after Hillary delivered the stolen election line before she continued with a jab at President Trump. And that, my friends, has nothing to do with the economy, she said. So part of our challenge, what it will take to put together not only the popular vote, but the Electoral College. That wasn't the only headline Hillary made with her tour over the weekend. She told a crowd in Seattle Attorney General William Barr would rather be the president's defense lawyer than the chief law enforcement officer of our country. They just lie about everything because, Hillary, I've got to break this to you. You're going to go to jail. And the guy who's going to put you in jail is Barr. So you're pre-prejudicing the jury. That's what you're doing. That's what this is all about. He's going to put you in jail, darling. And here's an idea of the privilege. There's no white privilege in this country, but there's definitely Clinton privilege and government privilege. The children of government bureaucrats and government politicians, they have privilege. I never had privilege. I'm a son of a butcher. No one's ever given me one thing in my whole life, privilege. Chelsea Clinton is making millions by hardly working, a new report says. She made $600,000 a year right out of college as a special correspondent for NBC News. She now lives in a $10 million luxury fortress in Manhattan. Wow. She took home over $600,000 last year for her work as director on the boards of IAC and Expedia. The board met just 6 times last year. Well, some of the members of the Expedia board were only obligated to attend 2 meetings last year. Both companies headed up by Clinton family's great friend Barry Diller. The latest compensation packages reveal Chelsea will soon own 400,000 of Expedia stock and shares in IEC that add up to an astonishing $6.3 million. What has she ever done to deserve this? What a joke. She got a $10 million pad in New York's, it's New York's longest apartment, stretching an entire block from 26th to 27th Street off Madison Avenue. Described as a luxury fortress. Her net worth, Chelsea Clinton, is estimated at $15 million. What has that girl ever done to deserve anything she gets? Absolutely nothing. Zero. Zero. But all the Democrats are the same. As Trump's approval rating on the economy skyrockets, Joe Biden slams president as an aberration. Trump's approval ratings are on the rise. CNN begrudgingly admitting percentage of people approve of Trump is hailing the economy as the highest number we've ever seen. In other polls, Trump has made significant gains among the lowest unemployment, amidst the lowest unemployment rate in nearly 50 years, and 3.2% increase in seasonally adjusted hourly earnings, and of course 3.2% increase in GDP, which is economic growth. Among, at a Gallup poll, 91% of Republicans approve of Trump. Among Democrats, Trump has a 12% approval rating, up from 4% in March. And Joe Biden's opening pitch was, the Trump administration's an aberration, limited to 4 years. This is not the Republican Party. Really. So let's go over Biden's record. He was vice president for Barack Obama. Obama's economy averaged about 1.4% economic growth for 8 years. And it was the only, he was the only president, and therefore the only vice president, in the history of America to have 8 years without 1 year with over 3% economic growth. We had the most welfare in history, most food stamps in history, the most people on disability in history, the highest spending in history, the highest debt in history, the most regulations in history, the biggest tax increase in history. It's a joke. And you want to compare yourself to Trump, and you want to go back to the good old days of Obama. Trump's an aberration. I guess he is. His first good economy in 10 years. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove, after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They are a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. Everyone needs gold and silver in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control. Everybody needs what I call wealth insurance. You don't leave the home without life insurance. You don't leave home without health insurance. You don't leave home without home insurance, right? You even have mortgage insurance. You don't leave home and get in your car without car insurance. Why would you not have wealth insurance to protect what's yours? Buy from a company with credibility and integrity, but buy it at a discount. Tangible will prove after you buy from Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify. If you're $199 gold gift free, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Call now, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. I mentioned earlier that Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar made some stupid comments and went against Israel, said it was Israel's fault, that there was lots of missiles fired at them yesterday. But in the middle of that, I also mentioned very quickly that Ilhan Omar wrongly referred to Gaza as occupied territory. Remember, she's on the Foreign Affairs Committee of the United States House. What a disgrace. Okay? Gaza's not occupied. Hundreds of rockets were fired at Israeli civilian population centers, killing four Israelis. Four people are having funerals right now. Maybe they don't have a father anymore. Maybe they don't have a mother anymore. Maybe they don't have a husband or a wife anymore. And the protesters to which Omar refers, because she says, you know, Israel did some terrible things and shot some protesters, they weren't protesters. They were trying to breach the border fence, and they were using incendiary devices, among other weapons. And in the past, such protests were organized by the Hamas terrorist organization. which wants to drive every Israeli into the sea and kill us all. And I say us because I am Jewish. They'd like to murder me. And that's perfect because she is Hamas in the United States Congress. So is Rashida Tlaib. Among her many dubious claims in a single tweet, one false claim stands out, namely that Gaza faces a status quo of occupation. In 2005, I want to remind you of facts, Israel removed every Israeli soldier and civilian from Gaza, ending any possible occupation of the territory. And that was against much domestic political opposition within Israel itself. The hope was that the Palestinians would work towards withdrawal as an opportunity to invest in Gaza's economy and work towards peace. But Palestinians never, never. There is no opportunity. They don't shoot themselves in the foot over. They have no interest in peace. They have too much hatred in their hearts. They just want to kill, murder, maim, rob, and rape. They wouldn't use the withdrawal as an opportunity to invest in Gaza's economy and work towards peace. Instead, Hamas, which took over Gaza in a 2007 coup against the Palestinian Authority, turned Gaza into a terrorist launch pad using civilian areas in the territory to launch rockets at Israeli cities and digging tunnels to infiltrate into Israeli territory and kidnap Israeli soldiers. So there's nothing occupied about Gaza other than it's occupied by Hamas. And it was Nancy Pelosi who appointed Omar in January to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, which has oversight over funds to Israel, and has refused to remove her from that post despite repeated anti-Semitic comments and misstatement of basic facts. You needed to know that. I wanted to make sure you knew that. And speaking of communists and lowlives, which the Democratic Party is filled with, details of Sanders' Soviet honeymoon have been exposed as an entourage member recalls shock at Bernie's American bashing. New details emerged Friday about Senator Bernie Sanders' infamous honeymoon in the Soviet Union back in the 1980s, including an anecdote about his America bashing abroad prompted one of his traveling companions to walk out of the room. I got really upset and walked out. David F. Kelly, a Republican who helped arrange the trip, was part of the entourage, recalled in an extensive piece in the Washington Post. He said that during Sanders' 1988 trip, the now 2020 presidential hopeful acted inappropriately by criticizing his own country amidst the Cold War. You can see anything you want on home soil, but at that point, the Cold War wasn't over, the arms race wasn't over, and I just wasn't comfortable with him saying it outside the United States. Sanders' criticism reportedly included knocking the cost of housing and health care in the U.S. while at a banquet, blasting the U.S. for interventions in other countries. Wow. And then when he got back, he had a press conference. He said, the fact we're willing to be critical of the United States, I think that made them maybe more appreciative of our criticisms we made of their own society. Bernie Sanders. That's why Biden's up by 32 points now in New Hampshire. But I don't see Biden winning the nomination either. Nobody's going to nominate an old, white, straight man.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin rejected House Democrats' request for President Trump's tax returns, contending that lawmakers are trying to expose details of the president's finances rather than conducting legitimate oversight. As President Trump's former personal attorney heads off to prison, he again criticizes his former boss.
The country will be in a place without xenophobia, injustice, and lies at the helm of our country.
Cohen will be spending 3 years in prison in New York. On Monday at the White House, President Trump is paying tribute to the U.S. Military Academy football team.
With your victories over Air Force and Navy and a lot of other great schools, you have won 5 in a row and ended last season ranked 19th in the nation.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was down 66 points to close at 26,438. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root War Now. By the way, these presidential candidates are all making such severe mistakes. You're never going to win an election by telling Americans how lousy America is. You know, Pete, I always call him Pete Butthead. I don't know how you pronounce his last name. Something like Booty Edge Edge. It sounds like a broken record. But whatever it is, I call him Pete Butthead. Much simpler. Pete Butthead is in South Carolina today. And he gave a speech and he said America was never as great as advertised. Now, I understand that, you know, you're gay and America wasn't always great to gay people. And by the way, Wayne Root has always been great to gay people. I've always liked gay people. I got no real problem with gay people. But if you think America wasn't nice to gay people, what do you think the rest of the world is like to gay people, you moron? The rest of the world's 1,000 times worse to gay people, just like America wasn't great to black people. I get that. But the rest of the world's 1,000,000 times worse to black people. And now go to Africa where the nations are black and tell me, does anyone in America who's black want to live in Africa? No. Does anyone in America who's Cuban want to live in Cuba? No. Does anyone who's Spanish want to live in Venezuela? No. Does anyone who's gay want to live in... There is no gay countries. I can't make that analogy. But there's no other country in the world that a gay person would rather live in than America. So don't tell me America was never as great as advertised. What a joke. And then Biden refers to his buddy Barack Obama 7 times in a half-hour speech yesterday. Another giant mistake. America doesn't want to go back to the economy of Barack Obama. Only people on welfare and illegal aliens think it's better to go back to Obama. Most normal people are smart enough to realize they don't want to go back. We've got our guest here, Josh Manning. He's the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, and he's here with today's most popular stories at the very popular website, WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne, doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's really a great day in Trump land. A lot of good things have happened today for Donald Trump, and I think Democrats, as usual, are showing themselves to be the crazy, mentally ill nutcases that they are. And so let's talk about some of the things going on. First of all, Cory Booker rolls out an aggressive anti-gun strategy, a gun control plan, as his 2020 support wanes. Tell everybody what Mr. Booker has in mind for the average gun owner in the United States of America.
Well, so what Mr. Booker wants, he's supporting legislation that would make it illegal. Well, first off, what they want to do is ban what they call assault rifles. And we know, your listeners know, what they really mean is guns that are black, more or less. And these are guns that are like normal hunting guns in America. They just happen to have plastic stocks and black, and they look like something you'd see in the movies. But the left has been interested in banning those for a long time, and now what Booker's doing is he is endorsing a piece of legislation that would compel American gun owners to surrender those guns through a gun buyback program. You'd go to the government, your sheriff's office or whatever, and they would give you money, you would turn in your gun, and that would be that. And if you are not willing to do that, he is ready to throw you in jail. And I think that's a direct quote from it, throw him in jail. That is a truly, it's a remarkable amount of frankness. And you were talking, before you came to me, you were talking about the craziness that's going on with the Democrat candidates right now, and this is a fantastic example. They are trying to out-left each other, which is an enormous mistake because the majority of Americans are not radical leftists. America is traditionally a conservative country, and when you look at how the polling breaks down, it's remarkable to me how often independents are siding with Republicans and are siding with Trump. The left is going farther and farther left. Democrats are going farther and farther left. And they're really shooting themselves in the foot doing this. And it's fantastic to watch.
Yeah, I mean, the new poll is out. Just 10% of Americans favor socialism. And being that almost every candidate in the Democratic primary is a socialist, I would say that all of them are in a lot of trouble other than Biden. And I don't think there's a hell of a lot of difference between Biden and, extreme left liberal economic policies and socialism. You know, they claim he's more moderate, but he's just a traditional American liberal, which is a socialist. So the rest of them call themselves socialists and embrace socialism. He would say, oh, I'm against socialism. But then you look at Biden's policies, and they're pretty damn close to socialism. So I think they're all in a lot of trouble unless, you know, they can lie and cheat and steal the election, which we all know they'll try to do. By the way, you mentioned that, if I heard you right, you said the thing they don't like about these guns is they've got this plastic stock on them that's black. Is that right?
Yeah, that's one of the big things that bothers them. They look like guns from the movie.
So we need to have our own movement, BGM, Black Guns Matter.
That, have you seen t-shirts? Like, there are t-shirts like that out there. And, I mean, Wayne, I'm somebody, I own a number of ARs and a bunch of other stuff that liberals would love to take away. And, you know, these are nothing but, they're basically traditional American hunting weapons. Some of them have larger magazines, and some of them have black stocks.
You've seen memes that actually say Black Guns Matter? Have you actually seen that?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I was just making it up. I thought I'd made up something really cool. I've seen dog lovers who are conservatives send me memes that said Black Labs Matter, and I thought that was really funny, but I'd never seen Black Guns Matter, so there
we
go.
Black Guns Matter is out there, and among enthusiasts, guns like that are called black guns.
I didn't know that. I never knew that.
Right. Yeah. So that's where it comes from. But they're intent on disarming. That's what.
And by the way, you were saying, you know, they're traditional American hunting guns and all that. And that's cool. That's fine. And that's another reason why I don't want them taken away from us. And I don't want anybody going to jail over it. But I don't know why we can't just honestly admit this isn't about hunting. It's not even about defending ourselves from terrible invaders to our homes, although that's part of the issue too. But the original intent of the Second Amendment was that the citizens should protect themselves from their own vicious government. And there's nothing wrong with admitting, Josh Manning, that guns are there to protect us from our government. Being that the government is going to have much bigger guns than us, you know, if they take away rifles and all you got left is a little pop gun, you're never going to win against heavily armed government agents. So really, it is about defending yourself. It is about hunting. It is about your rights. It is about the Second Amendment. But mostly, it's about defending yourself from an overarching government.
Yeah, and it's not, those guns are not a problem to you and me, just like you were talking about. The people it's a problem to are the people who are trying to get power centralized in D.C., and who's going to be in charge of that power? Those same people. They don't want anybody who can say no to them.
I want to get to as much as we can. There's a new Twitter poll out, and Democrats are forced to delete the poll after it backfires. Now, I don't even know about this story. So he's telling us all the best stories at WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, senior news editor at Western Journal. So tell us what kind of Twitter poll is out there.
Yeah, so the Democratic Senatorial Committee posted a poll asking who their Twitter followers preferred, Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Judge Kavanaugh. And so conservatives saw this. They started tweeting it. And before long, the entire poll had gotten hijacked. And I think the last figure I saw was Justice Kavanaugh was winning like 78-22% or something like that, just being absolutely destroyed. And then, of course, the Democrats turned around and then they deleted the poll. They took it down so that the optics wouldn't look bad. And it's a fantastic story where, you know, they're trying to make war. One of the things, Obama was hailed as this great digital president. He knew how to work Facebook. He knew how to work Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. And, they have no idea what they're doing now. They have no idea what they're doing. That was an opportunity that anybody could see would blow up in their faces, but they didn't.
Right, but of course their response to that is now they've got to kick all of us off Facebook and Twitter and shadow ban us and kick websites like yours to the curb, Western Journal. They're going to make sure you and Gateway Pundit and Zero Hedge, you know, sites like that, Breitbart, get no traffic. It's not succeeding because you're still getting plenty of traffic, but not as much as you used to. So they're trying to keep the stories that we want to put out there to attract the average person to understand how bad the Democrats are. They want those stories to be killed. They don't want anybody to see them. That's what's happening, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. I mean, we were in the Google News program, and Google, this is a remarkable thing. You talk about shadow ban. They removed us effectively from the program but never took us out of it. So our stories never show up. We're technically in Google News, but our stories never show up anywhere, not even to our friends and followers. And they have lied to us about why that's the case. And, you know, now it's come out. Daily Caller had it a couple of weeks ago. Now it's come out. We were on a secret blacklist along with a number of other conservative website, then Google, of course, lied about the existence of the blacklist, and of course lied to us about why we were having problems with them. So they still haven't put us back on there. There's still a Silicon Valley jihad going on against conservatives, and again, it's because they want control. They think their way of life is better than anyone else's, and they want control. Whereas conservatives want everybody to be able to live the way they want to. We believe in freedom.
Right. And by the way, I didn't have a website that would be shadow banned. That wasn't my way of earning a living, but I have a pretty popular Facebook page and Twitter page, and totally shadow banning all my friends and fans on those two places, Twitter and Facebook, tell me that they can't find my stories anymore, my posts anymore, unless they actually physically go to my page. But they don't show up on their page headlines anymore. And so they've given me a lot of trouble as well, Josh Manning. So sorry for all your troubles and mine, but this is what we
think. Hey, we're going to keep fighting.
Always keep fighting. Power of Relentless. That was my book, Power of Relentless. Keep fighting. Josh Manning, Senior News Editor, WesternJournal.com. I know we only have you for one segment today, so thanks for coming on, Mr. Western Journal.
Wayne, thanks. Always a pleasure.
All right, Josh Manning. So much more to talk about when we get back, and then time for Newsmax TV at the top of the hour. 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. It's Newsmax TV time. My Power Hour, joined by 80 million homes on Newsmax TV. Wayne Allyn. More now, RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a four-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
War now!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know my story, man. Liberty HealthShare, I've been with them 3 years. I've saved $54,000 over 3 years on premiums alone. And then my son had a $2,500 emergency dental bill. They reimbursed $2,000 of it. And I had three doctor visits in 2019, and all three doctors took Liberty HealthShare, and no fee for any of them, zero, not even a copay. And then, of course, I got kidney stones. Any of you listening to the show know that. Some of you are new, so you don't know that. I got kidney stones. First time in my whole life I had to stay in the hospital. First time in my life I had to have real surgery, go under the knife, go under anesthesia. Was nervous as hell about the bill in addition to the surgery. And Liberty HealthShare came through with flying colors, and they took care of the entire bill minus my deductible. And that's the same as any other health insurance company in the world. But they're not health insurance. They're the alternative health insurance. They're Christian health sharing. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. I'm always pro Israel. Everybody knows that. Happen to love Israel. Happen to think they're great. Happen to think that we got two members of Hamas in the United States House. Maybe even three members if you count Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's damn close to being a communist traitor and a member of Hamas as well. But Ilhan Omar, for sure, and Rashida Tlaib, for sure, are never on Israel's side, always on the Muslim side, always on radical Islam's side, always on terrorist side. They wouldn't call them terrorists, but I would. Hamas and Hezbollah are terrorist organizations. And they're lobbing missiles at Israel, and citizens, innocent civilians, are dying. And they're on their side. But I'm always on Israel's side. And here's how you know why. Israel passed information on an alleged Iranian plot to attack U.S. interests in the Gulf to the U.S. before National Security Advisor John Bolton threatened Iran last night with unrelenting force. So once again, they prove they're our best friend in the world. Israel gives us information that proves they are our best friend in the world. Bolton's unusual and aggressive statement included news that the U.S. would move an aircraft carrier to the region. The official said intelligence gathered by Israel, primarily by their Mossad intelligence agency, is understood to be part of the reason for Bolton's announcement. Information about possible Iranian plots against the U.S. or its allies in the Gulf were raised 2 weeks ago in talks held at the White House between an Israeli delegation headed by National Security Advisor Meir Ben-Shabbat and a U.S. team led by Bolton. So an Israeli official and the Mossad saved the day for the United States, and maybe they saved quite a few American lives. That's good. Good news. I told you that Pete Butthead, otherwise known as Pete Booty Edge, or whatever the hell his name is, was in South Carolina and said America was never as great as advertised. It's just amazing to me the things that these Democrats say and believe. But it's not amazing. I'm amazed they say it in public. But when I went to Columbia University back in 1979 through 83, all the kids I knew hated America. They all hated America, and they all just constantly twisted everything the wrong way to make us bad in everything we've ever done. It's always white men. Everything bad's done by American white men. Here's Pete Butthead of South Bend. He says that's exactly the kind of place that our current president targeted, meaning his South Bend area in the Midwest, with a message saying we could find greatness by just stopping the clock and turning it back. That's not what he said, by the way. That past that he's promising to return to us was never as great as advertised, especially for marginalized Americans, and there's no going back anyway. In April, this butthead called for abolishing the death penalty and reparations for the descendants of slaves. He said it's time to face the simple fact that capital punishment, as seen in America, has always been a discriminatory practice. We'd be a fairer and safer country when we join the ranks of modern nations who have abolished the death penalty. He previously said he considers reparation payments for slavery to be an important issue. I told you, this has nothing to do with his being gay. I don't call him Pete Butthead because he's gay. I call him Pete Butthead because he's a liberal butthead. He's an idiot. His head is stuck up his butt. And here's another line from Pete Butthead. I welcome debate with Trump on who has a more traditional attitude on marriage. Now, I got to tell you, folks, I'm friends with a lot of gay people, and I've always been nice to gay people. And I really don't care what anyone does in their bedroom. I was the Libertarian. I was a candidate for the Libertarian presidential nomination in 2008, and I won the vice presidential nomination. So I served on the presidential ticket. And they actually asked me. Bob Barr was the presidential nominee. He was very uptight on gay issues and would not go to the San Francisco Gay Parade. So they asked me, Wayne Root, to ride in the open car convertible at the San Francisco Gay Parade and sit on the seat and wave at the crowd. And I did that. I went. And I did it. Because I wanted to prove back then already, I really got no problem with gay people. But if gay people are going to start questioning who has a more traditional attitude on marriage, they're going to say they're better than Trump because Trump cheated on his wife. Now, are you going to try and hide the fact that the gay community has massive cheating, that very few are married and they have sex all the time indiscriminately with lots of different people? Are you going to try and deny that? Are you actually going to try and deny that gay men go out cruising to have sex with lots of different men? So one time Trump cheated on his wife, or two times he cheated on his wife, and you're going to compare that to a gay man who goes out every night cruising. You're going to try and act like that's not happening. You're setting back gay relations with mainstream America by 50 years, Pete Butthead. Newsmax TV next.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.